through to us in the studio. Just to start off, we have a guest with me on the line here, and she is Emma Woods, and she runs The Hive. Emma Woods is the co-managing director of The Hive in Cranbrook. Probably actually, Emma, if you're okay, what is The Hive, and what is it on the high street that you've done there in Cranbrook?
It's a brand new concept. We believe it hasn't been done before. We've taken what was an art gallery and before that retail space and turned it into a multi-purpose building. So we provide a huge range of services in there. We're a Greek eatery, we're a licensed bar, we're a co-working space, we run workshops to support local business. We have rooms available for private hire. We're an art gallery as well. We do lots of different things.
And this is in the space in Cranbrook that previously was a shop, a retail outlet that had previously closed down.
Right in the centre of the town, right on the street. We were really passionate about developing something that was going to trigger footfall in the middle of the town. Bring people together socially from a business perspective, somewhere where people could feel that they could just walk in as well and get support for their startup or their small business or if they wanted to diversify. So we have a lot of partners working through the project as well.
Was this a big gamble for you, because you're taking something that was originally an art gallery and then you're saying we're going to create offices, cafes, multi-purpose space? It's a bit of a risk, isn't it?
Yes, but I've been starting businesses and growing them for 35 years. I was brought up in Cranbrook, and fortunately for me, that means that I have a really good background understanding of the market that we're serving. And it was something that it's also a family business. It was something that together we wanted to do. Yes, it has risks attached to it, but so far so good. And you know, we're building a really interesting vibe right in the middle of the town.
It sounds fantastic. Why is that sense of community and bringing people together in the high street, do you think, an important thing that we might be losing with all these places closing down?
I think that I've heard you talking about all of the various retailers that have closed. To be fair, when you actually look at them on a case-by-case basis, I think some market analysts might say that they were retailers that maybe didn't respond to their own market conditions fast enough. We do have an example in Cranbrook, in the town centre, of an international retailer who built their business online first, and now they have their UK headquarters on the main street opposite where we are in the middle of the town. They have a shop. It's a shop front to their business, but fundamentally they are strong because they are a strong online business. And I think what will be really important in the future is that I think people are looking for human engagement. I think there's too much sort of preoccupation with been on mobile phones and all of this sort of thing. And I think the high street of the future will combine social experiences, residential, retail, entertainment. I think the public are looking for reasons to engage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I agree with you entirely on this. I think it's a shame when places close down, especially maybe for arguably some of the older population, because they like that sense of, you know, we've spoken before on my program about the banks closing down, and actually people want to talk to people and get advice. The internet is great, but it has its limits. You can't necessarily talk to it and get an opinion as such. it can be a little bit restrictive as well. And I think you're right. You made a very good point there about also people being more insular with their phones and their mobile. It's supposed to be a social network, anti-social arguably as well, because you're not interacting with people. Well, so your space there sounds like it's doing good work.
Well, as I say, that we're trying to be very creative with everything that we're doing. We hold supper club evenings. We have Big Buzz, which is our community business networking event. We had one last Thursday, and the building was full.
Wow.
And at the same time that the community networking event was going on, we had Cranbrook Creative Writing Club in another part of the building, also fully attended. We just have a lot of things going on. We hold something called Music and Mezze, which is a ticketed event, and all of those events have sold out. But at the same time during the day, Monday to Friday, we're a collaborative co-working space. We're hooked up with various different partners providing support to small business. We run workshops around, online activities like Facebook, etc. But other things like how to manage cash flow or how to reinvent your business. So we run all sorts of different workshops.
So what originally gave you the idea to set this up? When you saw the space there in Cranbrook and you thought, I know, this is what it's going to do. What initially triggered that thought? Or was it just a gut feel?
Well, I run two other businesses as well. And one of those businesses is a growth accelerator business here in the world. And I've dealt with lots of small businesses across different markets. And all of them in need of a lot of support. And I think some of that has come about because, I don't know if you ever remember, but there used to be Business Link.
I do.
And Business Link disappeared, right? And then the banks are closing their branches. And love them or hate them, but businesses used to have relationships with their bank managers.
And they offered a service.
They don't have the relationship with the bank manager anymore. So there's no business link. There's no relationship with the bank manager. And there's a real sense of, I feel by some of them, abandonment in quite tough market conditions.
But could you argue that may have done you a favour? Because with those people disappearing there, it's shown that there is a need for that. And you have fulfilled that need, arguably, by doing what you've done. So without them disappearing, maybe you wouldn't be so successful, arguably.
Well, what I would say, you're making reference to me, the emphasis with the Hive is on collaboration. I'd invite you to come over sometime and experience it. It is a hugely collaborative project. We have over 30 partners working across the project, providing resources, support, access to finance, just all sorts of resources. We even have a dedicated business information area. And when people come in and seek services or support, we're able to cross-refer them. But equally, the co-working community that is developing there, and it's growing every month, you've got a lot of people that may be were working in a main office or were made redundant during the recession that have set up on their own. And they're working from home, often with nobody else to speak to, but also feeling perhaps as if they can't access the support network that they actually need.
And also maybe if you're... Well, if you're working from home as well, it can be, as you say, fairly isolating. And being around a buzz and where things are busy, it probably makes them feel busier. But also what you've done is create a network where they can be with other like-minded people. Is that right?
Absolutely. And forgive the pun, but the cross-pollination of business that is going on inside the Hive is huge.
Wow.
There's a lot of cross-referral of business. It's heartwarming. I arrived in the Hive the other morning and three co-workers that previously didn't know each other were in the lounge having a coffee, and when I spoke to them, they confirmed that they're now working together. They're all on the same project for a client, and it's the first piece of business they've picked up in January.
Amazing.
So this is where you see the future.
So this is where you see the future of the high street is collaborative working, creating a sense of community, and giving something back so that everyone benefits together.
Yep, absolutely that. But I do think that my experience when we were trying to set this project up was when we were speaking to planners, and you're going to be a restaurant? No, we're not going to be a restaurant. So you're going to be a bar? No. And it was like, well, where does this thing belong? So the planning categories are way behind schedule. That there's a complete lack of understanding and regulations to go with it in order for the high street to actually adapt. And I think the other thing that will be really, really important for the sake of innovation and new business and all the rest of it is that housing for young people needs to be at the centre of any plan for a town centre. You know, Cranbrook desperately needs what I would call, you know, starter flats and homes and spaces where people can maybe work downstairs, live upstairs.
Which I know they've done that in London a lot, haven't they? Got with live workspaces as well. Yeah. So,
and Canterbury,
very interesting.
Actually. Canterbury does have some areas already where they've been successful with this, and I believe their new plans over there at Canterbury that have been unveiled show that there's going to be a lot of residential at first and second floor levels.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, Emma, thank you ever so much for being with me on the programme. Emma is the co-managing director of Hive in Cranbrook there, who set up this co-working space in Cranbrook and has brought some life and footfall into the high street there. But what's your future looking like for the high street? Is it inevitable progress, or is enough being done for the high street? What is it that you still use the high street for? Give us a call here at BBC Radio Kent, 0800 756 1111, or drop me a text on 81333 and start your message with the word Kent and give me your opinion. What do you think about the high street? But in the meantime, let's just see what's going on with Nina Ridge and the weather.
Through the night, we'll pick up a little more cloud as we head into dawn. It is